Have you got game? The Lowdown.
This is Got Game, first episode of 2018.
Happy New Year! May all the acquaintance
stop
be
yelling.
Forgot. I don't know the rest.
I was brought to mind.
I once got a stranger gave me $20 because I knew more words to that song than anybody else he had spoken to on New Year's.
Is it because of your British heritage that you know the words?
No, I think it's just because I paid attention.
I see. Well, welcome to 2018, guys. It is a fresh year, fresh start, which means fresh games and fresh excitement ahead in the world of gaming. You have Patrick Luciani, Christine Chubb, Colin Robertson. No, not Colin Robertson. He's not here.
He'll be on the phone.
He will be later. Steve Lung and myself, Momin Qureshi, back with you for another year of Got Game. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for wrapping out the year. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Spent some time with some family. Got some cool gaming stuff, maybe. Let us know on Twitter at GotGame590, as always, what you got, what you liked, what you maybe smiled and said you loved and then went to the store and returned and got for something else.
Or re-gifted.
Re-gifted, maybe. I don't know. All this show we're going to devote to what we're excited for in 2018. We're looking ahead. It's the best time of year as a gamer because it's a clean slate. Goodbye, garbage Xbox year. You have a clean slate ahead of you.
Why do you hate Xbox so much, Christine?
Listen to last week's show. To last week's show if you really want to know. That's still up there on sportsnet.ca.
So, Christine, goodbye Xbox. Hello, Sony.
Well, if you look at my list of games that I'm excited for this year, there are definitely some PS4 exclusives. I don't know what that means, but it probably means that I'm going to be forking out a bunch of dough.
Well, you did hint last year that you might be going towards a PS4 this year because of your disappointment on Xbox last year.
Yeah, and even on my list of games I'm excited about this year, one of them is an Xbox exclusive and three of them are PlayStation exclusives. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not a great math person.
But I'm not so good at the maths. So what we're going to do is we're going to break down the games, obviously, that we're excited for this year, that we have hopes for, that are on our list and on our radar. Maybe also some things that we'd like to see some of the companies turn around. Like getting rid of
microtransactions. How about that? Isn't that cool? That'd be cool, right?
No. Come on, Patrick. More loot boxes.
Yeah.
Extra loot boxes.
Actually, you know what? I want to pay for a game and then pay for a game.
Day one DLC.
I want day zero DLC. I want day minus one DLC. I want the day before it comes out.
What do you think? What do you think season passes are for, bro?
I know. That's gotta be the worst thing in the world. When you open up the box and it says, "Oh, season pass available." Screw it!
Stop it! I don't want it.
Okay, how long 2018
kicking off with a bang.
This is the beginning of 2018, and I'm yelling.
Patrick's already yelling.
I yelled twice last week. So
here's the thing. Before we get into the show, a few weeks ago, I saw Last Jedi when it came out, and before the movie started, they have commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And the commercial for Battlefront came on.
Yeah.
And some people clapped, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of like furrowed my brow, and I just heard one guy from the back of the theater go, "Boo!" "Boo, I'm keeping my money." And I was in a crowd full of like Star Wars lovers on opening day, and I was like, "Good for you, man. Good for you."
There were audible boos when I went to see Thor Ragnarok.
They had
the Battlefront 2 commercial because you sit through 15 minutes of commercials at a Cineplex now.
By the way.
Well, that's how they got to stay afloat because no one's going to see
that's like anymore. My biggest beef against the movie theaters right now is like when we went to see Disaster Artist.
So
Patrick,
little time play.
So little, but not only that, we went to see the Disaster Artist. The movie was supposed to start at 10:15.
I do.
And the movie actually started at like 10:40.
Yeah. But there were audible boos when Battlefront came on. I was like,
yes.
I'm
not applauding the game. I'm applauding your booing.
I'm applauding the booing. Booing. Jesus.
I literally screamed out, "Give me more loot boxes."
That's how hungover.
When that commercial came on, when I went to go see Last Jedi.
That's how hungover I am right now.
Awful.
More loot boxes.
Oh boy, 2018.
Okay. So, how do you guys want to do this? You want to go around the table, talk about the games we're looking forward to?
Sure.
And then maybe we'll talk a little bit about some stuff.
Have you seen Steve's list? His list could be half of the show.
How about we pick some of Steve's top stuff to go with first?
Well, here, let's go around first and say...
Everyone go first. Yeah. Everyone just go first.
Ready? We'll start on the count of three. Everyone talk at the same time. loot boxes! That's all I want.
Video games.
Let's start off by just going around the table and saying what our number one most anticipated game of the year is. Or do you want to just...
Number one?
That's huge! Like,
This is easy for me.
And it's easy for me, too. It's easy for me. Like there's
that's easy.
There's no doubt. I guarantee you that at least half of us, if not all
Should
of us,
should we all say
one.
It at the same time? Like 3, 2, 1,
okay,
and
ready?
Then say
okay,
it.
Ready? Okay, ready? Okay, on go. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z.
What? Dragon Ball? I heard Dragon Ball. I said Last of Us.
Who I said Last of Us 2.
I said Red Dead 2.
Oh, shoot. Red Dead 2. I forgot about that.
No. Yeah. Last of Us 2 over Red Dead 2.
Yeah. Last of Us 2. Red Dead 2 is like right underneath it, though. Like, I'm talking like it's like hugging each other pretty much.
But it's a good year when
I'm
games
surprised
are that
you,
caliber.
I'm surprised you didn't say Spider-Man.
No, Last of Us over Spider-Man. Last of Us over Spider-Man.
But it's Arkham.
Yeah, but Last of Us is a known quantity, and Naughty Dog is a proven studio.
Not but it's
Infinity,
Arkham.
Not that
Insomniac.
Insomniac isn't, but
they did Ratchet and Clank. You know, I'm just saying.
It's Sunset Overdrive too. I have no problem with those games, but I'm just saying Last of Us 2. Last of Us, first of all, is one of the best games ever made.
That is fair.
Ever.
That is a fair statement.
Ever.
It is one of the best
So is Red Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. That is also a fair statement. Red Dead was one of the best games.
Good year for gaming?
All I can say is Naughty Dog is coming off.
It better be.
A very successful
Red Dead 2's crap.
Patrick and I are going to have our own little show. Yeah.
Red Dead for later! Are we going to have our first sub-podcast in our podcast?
Yeah, Red Dead 2 sucks, and it's like an 8-episode thing that talks about how Red Dead 2 was a horrible,
horrible
time.
We're 5 minutes into 2018 and already. So I obviously, for me, my number one is Last of Us 2. Last of Us 1 is one of my favorite games ever. It's one of the best video games ever made.
I'm standing
Naughty
now.
Dog.
I'm excited.
Naughty Dog is a proven quantity as a studio. The Uncharted games are incredible. They're coming off of Uncharted 4, which
Uncharted
is the big
worst
release.
Gaming series.
I'm looking at Christine. How would you know, Christine? You've never played it.
I was looking at your look. I was reacting to that. By the way, we have to have a new gaming resolution.
I'm going to keep the same one I had last year because I didn't do it.
Right. Poor Colin was the only one.
On this exact episode a year ago, Christine, Colin, and I were in the studio talking about what we're excited for 2018. We talked about gaming resolutions to play a game that we had never played before. Mine was Red Dead Redemption. I played 0 hours of it. Yours
Christine
was Uncharted.
Was
you played zero hours
the whole
of it.
Uncharted.
Oh, yeah. Colin's was
Mass Effect. Which he played lots of hours of, apparently.
Because
we were talking about that the other day, and I really want to play the Mass Effect series because I never did.
So
really?
My biggest issue, though, with games like that is that there's so much of it.
Yeah.
And there's all these games coming out in 2018, I have no idea how I'm supposed to play that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
Like, I can't fit that in with everything else.
You got to find the dead zone months, you know, where you can squeeze those in. And
there's summertime.
There's certain lull periods where
the
you can
summertime.
But summertime.
Yeah, but then I have to, like, there's a marriage I have to... Stupid.
A marriage, man.
Marriage is stupid, Patrick.
It is.
Say it louder, and then we can send
Steve,
it to your wife.
I don't know why you did it. I told you not to do it.
Patrick, it's just so you can actually say, yes, I'm wearing jewelry right now.
I really hope my wife's not listening to this.
Well, she goes, I love you.
we'll send her an MP3. But for me, for sure, it's Last of Us 2. I don't, like, there's a lot of big games coming out this year, a lot of things that I'm excited about, but nothing compares to Last of Us 2.
I've only got about, like, 5 games that I'm, like, super excited about this year. That's
are you guys, I know you are excited for Last of Us 2, Christine.
No, she hates
Hit
Last
me with those cowboys.
Am I excited for Last of Us 2?
Yeah.
I will be once I get my PS4.
Woo!
So did you play the first one?
I did play the first one.
Because it was on PS3.
Because it was on PS3, right, and right. I have a PS3.
forgot.
You play Last of Us?
Of course.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And, okay, let's all put in our bets right now.
Is it crap? Yes.
No. Joel, dead or alive?
Oh, I don't even
know.
Absolutely dead.
Alive.
Dead.
Alive.
Alive?
Absolutely dead.
I don't know, man. He sure seems like he's dead.
What are we talking about? The very beginning of the game, he's alive, and then he dies or something.
Maybe the game works backwards, like Uncharted 2 did.
Maybe.
Spoilers! Oh my god!
this will upset you for about 3.
By the way, Christine, did you know that Snape kills Dumbledore?
No!
Dumbledore dies.
This might upset you. You remember when I got the pack from Naughty Dog of what were we just talking about?
Last of Us?
Last of Us. Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. Like, I got the series. Yeah. I haven't played.
The Nathan Drake collection?
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah. And I've played, like, 2 hours of the first one.
Have you never played
it.
Uncharted either?
The first one is actually not a good game.
Oh, it is?
I've never played
it.
The first Uncharted is not good.
It won Game of the Year that year.
From who? From Sony?
Uh-oh.
No, Uncharted 1 won Game of the Year.
That game is not good.
Hang on, let me.
Okay, we can't get too bogged down with if Uncharted.
Okay, Patrick, Christine, hit me with that Red Dead. Hit me with those cowboys.
Yeah, love me them cowboys. Woohoo! I am so excited for
Red
Dead.
That was more Mario than anything
else. It was Mario Cowboy. I'm super excited for Red Dead 2 to come out. Oh man, I'm so excited for Red Dead 2 to come out. Gonna go on a horse and kill a whole bunch of people and then rob some trains, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm so excited to see what the game looks like now.
I just really hope that they like
you interrupted my song.
How dare you?
That was a song. Sorry.
It had melody.
I'm starting to remember why having four people in studio was such a rare thing.
Right. This show is 2018 is starting off on a weird note.
Yeah, we're off the rails already.
What were you going to say, Steven?
I really just hope they quadruple the amount of horses I can tame. That's what I became obsessed with in Red Dead.
I did it like once and thought, now.
The horse whisperer.
yeah, I'm wicked excited
Red
for
Dead
Red
2,
Dead
eh?
2.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you
we
know.
Have
someone else up there on my list.
I don't know if you know, but I really, really liked
Hang on, I'm trying to see
Red
if we
Dead.
Have.
And I do believe that John Marston is one of the best characters in
Red
the
Dead
ever created.
Better than GTA?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, that's fighting words.
I don't know.
Not for me, but that's fighting words.
Well, there has been like 15 GTAs and like
because
one
Red Dead is GTA in the Old West, you get to tame horses. Horses! Yeah.
So it would be like, who is better, Niko Bellic or John Marsden?
Oh, John.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm gonna say that.
I don't know. GTA or...
I don't know, but I'll put CJ ahead of John Marsden.
I'm gonna, like, are we talking about, like, GTA as a series, or are we picking a specific game, and is it better than...
Well, GTA San Andreas cannot be touched in my
yeah,
books.
That's, yeah.
More than GTA
San Andreas.
4?
San Andreas was way better
San
than
Andreas,
GTA 4.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You
GTA 4 was garbage compared
easy
to San Andreas.
You were rolling down the street in my 6-4.
Yeah.
Rolling down the street in my 6-4.
San Andreas, like, stomped GTA 4. Even though GTA 4 was, like, graphically better, San Andreas just destroyed it. Like, that game was so good.
Yeah, San Andreas was the very height of the series. Okay. Yeah.
5 is pretty great.
Just for the record, neither Last of Us 2 nor Red Dead 2 have an actual release date. They just say 2018. But they do say 2018, though. So,
yeah. Hence,
minus delays, which Naughty Dog never does.
Yeah, and neither does Rockstar, never.
So my most anticipated game, I went off the board from all of you guys. And this is a game that's actually coming out later this month.
Oh, right. You said Dragon Ball Z, right?
I said Dragon Ball FighterZ. Now, why did I say this?
I don't know, because Dragon Ball Z is bad.
Not
the show. Not the show. The show's great. The game is not good.
Like, we almost had a death in studio.
Yeah, I know.
Steve was like, in a lab.
I'm actually legitimately scared of Steve when I told him Dragon Ball Z is not good. The anime is probably one of the only anime series that I love. That I'm like absolutely
greatest
in love with.
Show.
I do not
love
enjoy
Dragon
it.
Ball
it was
Z.
A lifestyle.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But
a few of my cousins are like huge Dragon
but
Ball
the,
fans.
Like the my brother purchased Dragon Ball Z, whatever fighting game was released in 2017.
That's Xenoverse. That's not a real fighting game.
Okay, whatever. It was
Dragon
bad.
Dragon Ball FighterZ is a real fighting game. This is a game I'm going to be playing literally all year long.
That makes sense because you like the fighting games and everything.
It's fighting community anime mixed together.
Married,
which are two
yeah,
things
it's
you
marrying
love.
Like the two
it's,
things.
So,
you love,
so
right?
It's like this is a game from Arc System. It's made by Arc System Works, who did the Guilty Gear series, and I'm an OG Guilty Gear head. It's kind of a combination from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and Guilty Gear and another fighting game called Arcana Heart. All mixed together with Dragon Ball Z, like my absolute favorite show ever. So yeah, like there's not a chance I won't be playing this game all year long.
Release date January 26th, so just a few weeks from now.
Yes.
Oh my god. We're not. Steve's dead.
Yeah.
We're not going to see Steve.
January 26th.
Rest in peace, Steve.
January
26th marriage.
Is also another big day. Wow. As Patrick probably knows.
Because it's Wayne Gretzky's birthday. Go on.
No. Monster Hunter World.
Oh, yeah, the best game ever. I can't wait for that.
Nope.
But, I mean, you know, if you originally liked the original Mon Hunt, then...
I love Mon Hunt.
Now this, it looks way better than the original, obviously, because it's been so long, right?
I've played the Monster Hunter series pretty much all of them.
So Steve is literally dead in January.
Yes.
Those are two like huge games, both come out at the start of the year. You could basically get Dragon Ball Z and Manhunt and then that's it for the rest of your life.
And also, never buying
another video game again.
A new version of Street Fighter V comes out.
So basically, we're never gonna see it again. I have three games
in January that will just last me all through this year.
That could probably very well last you through the year. That's impressive.
I got nothing in January I'm looking forward to.
I don't even know what I have in January.
There's not one game that I'm looking forward to until
March. You play Mass Effect in January.
I could play, you know. You're not going to play it.
I'm not going to play it. I'll be playing nothing.
You're not going to play. You're going to be playing PUBG. Don't kid yourself. You'll be PUBGing it up.
So, Patrick, is it Last of Us 2 for you as well?
Last of Us, like, the top of the list, Last of Us 2, but very, very, very close behind Red Dead Redemption. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Disney SingStar.
Disney SingStar as well, because I love Disney SingStar.
Yeah.
Are you ready to let it go?
Yes. No, I'm not going to do that to everybody.
So what else is on your list, guys, in terms of
I have far too much, so...
What else is on your list? We haven't heard from you.
Well, Spider-Man. Right. We don't know if that's coming out this year or not yet, as far as I can tell.
Is it like TBA 2018?
Let's see. But if it does come out this year, I might lose my mind because it looks great.
There's been an unscheduled release date for 2018.
So TBA 2018.
Yeah. So but that is a game that I'm so hyped for. We just saw another trailer for it at the Game Awards towards the end of last year.
Yeah.
We saw the trailer for it at E3 last year. It's, as Steve said, it looks like Arkham, but with Spider-Man in it, which is a perfect recipe for me and what I would love.
Yeah.
And if they made a game like Spider-Man, but inserted some of those Sunset Overdrive mechanics that Insomniac made when they made Sunset, oh man, I'm so excited for this game. So excited, because we've had okay Spider-Man games. Like Shattered Dimensions was pretty good.
But Spider-Man 2 on the PS2 was amazing. Yeah.
But we haven't had like a really awesome Spider-Man game in a long time.
I've never been into Spider-Man games, so like the fact that this is coming out and looks really good is something that I could actually get behind.
Spider-Man as a character is like one of the superheroes that's so well designed for video gaming because of the swinging mechanic and the wall climbing mechanic and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just like he could fit so well into a gaming universe, but for some reason they haven't been able to like nail it. Like I said, like the Amazing Spider-Man game was okay, and Shattered Dimensions was pretty good, but they haven't been able to nail it, and I'm really, really, really hyped for this game. This is like right behind Last of Us for me.
Okay. That's fair.
You?
The Red Dead. One game that I'm actually looking forward to that probably won't be on anyone else's list is Kingdom Come Deliverance.
What?
Yes.
Oh, Kingdom Come.
Yeah. So basically picture...
It's like Dynasty Warriors almost, right?
Picture Skyrim with no dragons or magic or cat people. Or...
A world without Khajiit is nowhere.
or winter. I don't know. My thing is, like, okay, so first of all, I'm like a huge, like, history nerd.
Mm.
Okay?
We're aware.
And... What I really want in a game more than anything else right now in life is an open world kind of Game of Thrones world.
Sure.
Like with all the intrigue and history that you see not in season 7, which was absolutely horrible. Can I just say that right now? Sorry.
Of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I've never watched an episode.
Horrible. Season 7
absolutely
was trash.
Agree.
It was just pure trash fan service.
Yeah. Sorry, fans.
But beyond that, just, you know, like Arya and the dog trying to make their way through the Trident all the way up north and everything, and everything that happens on the way, and like I want that. Like I want that kind of world to explore.
Do you want to be more of a commoner person, or do you want to be a royal?
Yes, no, like commoner. Well, okay. Maybe I can work my way up to a royal or something like that, right? But that's what I kind of want. This game gives me most of that. Like, you're a commoner, your dad gets killed, and the guy who comes and invades your village steals your family sword and stuff like that.
Was there a first Kingdom Come
game? No, this is
okay,
it. Kingdom Come Deliverance is a game that was developed, I believe, through crowdfunding again. I'm not 100% sure on that. but I've been following the production for a while, and it's like ultra realism, like to the point where when you start, you have to learn how to fight with a sword, and it's not just like a hack and stuff. You're parrying blows whenever they come to you, then you're countering those blows. Like, it looks super annoying and in-depth, which is why I'm so excited about it.
That's
because I want to master it, you know?
That sounds very similar to a game that came out early in 2017, mm-hmm. Nioh.
Yeah.
You'd have your different weapons, right? You start off with a katana, but like your stances, so high, mid, low, right? And you had to figure out patterns to like how to block and parry and how to take advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's that kind of like ultra realism open world. It looks gorgeous. And like, I've been waiting for this release for a long time. And the fact that it's coming out in 2018, I can't wait.
You won't have to wait much longer, February 13th. So that's also another early year release.
Can't wait.
Christine, what's up on your list?
Oh, so many. After Red Dead, which is obviously my numero uno, and I'm excited for The Last of Us 2. I'm really, really excited to delve back into the world of The Wolf Among Us.
Ooh.
Thank you, Telltale. As well, the final installment of The Walking Dead game from Telltale will be coming out. I'm expecting a lot of boo-hooing because...
How much death?
Oh, it'll be, I'm assuming, a sad, terrible bloodbath.
How much undeath?
What's going to happen to Clementine? I don't know. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle it. Steve's like, she gonna die. There's actually a couple of really cool games that are coming out. Remember We Happy Few?
Yeah.
You remember that
that's
game?
On my list. That's
a
my list
million
here.
Years ago, we saw that game. That's finally coming out.
It's like Clockwork Orange.
That's
and
coming out now. I thought it was out.
That came out before.
And I just totally missed the release or
no,
something.
No, it was beta, and then now it's fully coming out.
That game didn't come out?
Yeah,
out.
So did I.
No,
oh,
it's
never even come out.
Officially coming out.
That's from the Montreal studio. What's it? Compulsion Games, Compulsion Games.
Because it was originally an Xbox exclusive, and now it's coming out for all three consoles, as well as...
Xbox.
Speaking of the one Xbox exclusive I'm excited about, Sea of Thieves is finally coming out as well. I love
I went to you for one, all right?
Well,
we're to throw them all up.
I'm pulling a Steve here, and I'm just talking about a lot of them. Sea of Thieves I'm excited about. I think it looks super fun. I want to play a drunk pirate. I think that'll be a hoot.
Not a hoot nanny?
Oh, there may be hoot nannying, but it'll definitely be a hoot. Yeah, so, I mean, there is a wide array of games that I'm excited about.
Oh!
What should Sea of Thieves be rated?
Arr.
All right, I'm done.
But then,
it'd be great if you said T for teen.
Just with
G.
Yeah. Drunk Pirates, that's a G.
Yeah.
Steve-O?
I mean, I have way too many on this list, and I just added one that I just remembered.
I have a big one still on my list that you haven't mentioned.
So just go.
Me?
Yeah, just go.
You sure?
yeah.
Okay.
Because there's been crossover everywhere.
I am so pumped. I just looked it up. It still says 2018, so it doesn't have an official date. But God, I hope Days Gone comes out this year.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
That's definitely here.
That PlayStation exclusive.
I really want that to come out, man. That's another PlayStation exclusive. It looks so good.
Yeah.
Looks so good. If you haven't seen it, the trailer came out a couple years ago when we went to E3.
Running zombies.
Yeah. It's just like,
very fast running zombies.
It does have kind of like a Last of Us Uncharted kind of look feel to it. But it's basically like just hordes of zombies that are coming at you and you got to run for your life.
When I saw during the Game Awards the trailer for DayZ, World War Z,
yeah.
I was like, uh-oh.
It's
gone.
I thought that too.
This is Days Gone. Poor Days Gone. What the hell?
Wait, is that 2019?
World War Z,
or is it 2018?
I will look it up for you.
If it's 2018, then I'm going to lose my mind. Because that movie, that book was so good.
Zombies. Yeah.
The movie was.
I liked the movie
because it did a pretty good job of telling the story of the book, because the book is impossible to make a movie out of. Because it's a whole bunch of different interviews, basically. So it's like so it's basically the guy living through kind of the stories of those interviews. But the book, if you haven't read World War Z, read it.
Like,
make that
your
2018
Revolution.
I was telling Christine last week, or like a few weeks ago, that Max Brooks, the writer of World War Z, was on the Nerdist podcast a couple of times.
Yeah.
He is such a smart guy.
It was
and
so,
he's so well-spoken,
so
and he's
good.
So, like, I've never read World War Z, but it just it made me, it, like, really
to.
Want to read it.
It's a must-read.
He's, like, a brilliant dude.
Yeah.
Brilliant but, dude.
It'll make you want to play Days Gone. Like, I'll tell you that much. Because they got running zombies.
World War Z, make you want to play another game.
A different game altogether.
Oops. Yeah, I don't know when World War Z, it's World War
I'm
Z.
Looking it up. World War
I know,
Z.
I think we
June 11, 2013. That can't be right.
I think we just got a trailer and we didn't get actually any
Did
kind of.
Did you say coming soon?
I don't think we even saw that. No release date. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dicks. Fine. Whatever. I'll wait. I'll just play Days Gone.
Right, moment. What
out.
Else? What else?
It's it for now. What it was, give us at least a couple of years. We can't go to you for like an endless list. So give us a couple off your list.
Okay. So. Well, man, and there's honestly just too many, but like so Q1 unscheduled release date, God of War.
Oh yeah,
like I'm way into like this new reimagining of God of War. They're going to Norse mythology.
Me too.
Yeah. It looks like
yeah,
so.
Me too.
I'm
to be honest, I got kind of tired of the series. So the fact that they're kind of revamping it with this, with
yeah,
Norse,
it's gonna.
With,
I'm
Norse
cool.
mythology too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really cool.
I'm in for this.
Yeah.
Another one, for the Xbox One, Crackdown 3.
Give me
my superhero cops. I loved that first Crackdown game.
That's the Terry Crews one, right? Number 3.
Yeah, yeah. The System Shock remake. Patrick, I imagine you played System Shock.
I believe I did.
Right?
I can't even remember.
Remember A Severed Arm?
Yes, yes, yeah, okay. Yes. I remember that. Oh my God, I forgot about this.
Yes.
Thank God Steve's here.
It does not have like a definitive release date, but like please give me Kingdom Hearts 3 at long bloody last. Please.
You can have it. You can keep it. No, whatever.
I mentioned it kind of before, I believe, but the Pillars of Eternity 2.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, that'll be really good. I might get that. Oh, crap. I'm going to have no time for anything.
You mentioned Days Gone. For the Switch, I really liked a demo that came out last year called Octopath Traveler.
Uh-huh.
And it's just so like this is like a JRPG exclusively made for the Switch. From the studio that did the Bravely Default series. Okay. and this is like a beautiful like if the demo is obviously still up there for any Switch owners and it's just you need to see this for yourself because it's like literally like 16 like HD 16 bit. Mm-hmm. So it looks like
something that came
from the SNES era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like the shading and the lighting, it's like it's completely HD. Like this is something that everyone has to check out. I really
like that style of art too. Like there's I can't remember the name of the game. There's one on Steam right now that is like a 16-bit kind of game or 8-bit. But all the movement's really fluid and there's shadowing and stuff and it just looks so freaking cool. I love it.
Far Cry 5, guys.
Yeah, Far Cry 5. Yep,
it's on my list.
It's hitting in March. You know what? My man Joseph Fair sold me at the Game Awards. I want my way out.
It's so high concept.
Like it really intrigues me.
I'm curious more than anything.
I'm very curious more than anything. Far Cry 4 did not appeal to me in any way when I saw the trailer. It's basically Far Cry 3, which was Far Cry 2, which was Far Cry. It's the same thing over and over
Primal
and over.
What about Far Cry Primal? Did you try Primal?
I tried Primal, and I liked it, because that was another...
Blood Dragon.
That was another... Yeah, I haven't played Blood Dragon, but I want...
So good.
I every time it's on Steam sale, like I need to buy Blood Dragon, because it just looks like so much fun. But...
It's a trip, man.
4 didn't really appeal to me that much. 3, I couldn't even get through. I just got bored after a while.
Oh, man, I love 3 was my favorite one.
I don't know why. That was the one
in the African savannah and like, the best villain.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good villain. I'll give him that. But I don't know. I just kept getting bored after, like, in each series. And Far Cry 5, I don't know why, just seems like a really interesting kind of plot line to it. So
the political climate of it all looks looks great,
I guess.
That's probably on Christine's list. We got Detroit Become Human.
Oh yes. Yeah, that's absolutely on my list.
Yes, finally. Finally gonna know what the hell that thing is.
Kind of, because like from my research shows, it has a release date of either Q1 or Q2. Make that what you will.
Yeah.
So that means sometime. Q4.
Yeah.
Of Christmas. 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2020. Yeah, that was, that's something.
You mentioned Sea of Thieves, but Ubi got their own pirate simulator coming out.
That's on my list as well.
Skull and Bones.
Oh,
AKA
so
Assassin's Creed Black Flag ship battles.
It's gonna be so excited.
Yeah, that was like the best part of the game, I heard.
It was.
Yeah, I never played.
It absolutely was the best part of the game.
I never played Black Flag, no. I'm always up and down with Assassin's Creed as well. I'm like, I played this one, I didn't play this one. I played, like, Syndicate was, like, one of the best Assassin's Creed games ever.
I like that.
Am I wrong? Is Black Flag not... Well, Brotherhood's regarded as the best one, usually, right? But Black Flag's up there?
Yeah, I would
Black Flag is up there, but I've... Like, from what I understand,
I really liked liked Origins.
I have thoughts on Origins that people have already heard. Now, I think Black Flag is basically the best one since Ezio left.
Really?
Yeah, because the characters were charming. The sea battles were fantastic. Like, I could have just done the sea battles the whole time.
Well, luckily now.
We can. Yeah. So I think that they're making, I think this is going to be a pretty kick-ass game. And I hope that it doesn't just, like, destroy Sea of Thieves. Like, what a terrible time for them both to be coming out.
But do they come out at the same time? What comes
relatively.
First? Oh, yeah, okay.
but like, beyond just, like, individual game releases, like, what do you guys want to see just from like, kind of, like from the game companies, right? I mean, we're mentioning all these games. There's nothing here from Nintendo because we don't know anything that Nintendo's actually doing.
So here's the thing. This is what I want to talk to you guys about. Nintendo smashed it last year, right?
Yes.
They had a great
2017
year.
2017 was Nintendo's year.
I believe we all universally chose it as story of the year for the gaming year in terms of, like, what was, like, the big deal. Nintendo had a monster year. They needed a monster year. They had a huge comeback.
The Switch was awesome.
Switch was awesome. SNES Classic, Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, Splatoon 2. Like, they had a great lineup of games. I don't know if they can do it again this year. Like, can they do it again this year? Because last year, when the Switch was coming out, when Breath of the Wild was coming out, when Odyssey was coming out, when Splatoon 2 was coming out,
this is
when
the big
Mario
question.
Kart 8 was coming
this
out.
This is the big question.
Can they do it again this year, or are they going to have a down year? Because they kind of front-loaded their Switch releases and said, like, oh, it's all coming out now.
Because what I see from Nintendo, it's like, I see Untitled Fire Emblem game.
Isn't there a Kirby game coming out?
Yes,
maybe?
Yeah, early.
A Kirby game is coming out, but it's for the 3DS, like, later this month, I believe. I see Untitled Yoshi game. I see Metroid Prime 4, which may or may not actually exist.
So Metroid Prime 4 is the only one that could potentially move a lot of units. But, like, none of those other games
Untitled Pokemon game for the Switch, which we don't know when... Again, we don't know when any of these things could actually come out.
There's no core Nintendo title aside from Metroid if it comes out, but I doubt
Pokemon's
it.
Pokemon's core.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that really going to sell, like...
Oh, will that really sell?
Right, but it's not going to sell Mario numbers. It's not going to sell Zelda numbers. It's not going to sell...
I think you underestimate the power of Pokemon.
Do you think, Patrick? What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I mean... Pokemon might be able to do it.
Pokemon is just as popular as Mario.
Let's say I give you Pokemon. That's one.
That's one.
But yeah, that's just one.
But they're not. Yeah. But they're not going to have a stellar year every year, right? It's impossible.
No, they don't have to have a stellar year this year. But I don't want them to have a garbage year either. Though,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can't go from smashing it to bits
to a 2017 year. Xbox One year.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I wonder: is can Nintendo? Like, will we see an N64 classic this year?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Wicked.
It's very
as long as Perfect Dark is in it, I'm good.
That's very logical. But like, I don't know if y'all have seen and have played an N64 game recently. I have.
Oh, they're all garbage trash.
It does not translate whatsoever. It doesn't look good. Which makes you think that, like, there's a rumor of the possible Game Boy classic.
That'd be okay.
Interesting. Right?
I'd be okay with.
I personally would love to see a Game Boy Advance classic because the GBA was a next level console to me.
Yeah.
How about a Virtual Boy classic? Anybody? Also
sure,
known as...
Sure, sure, moment.
Yes,
sure.
Yes, also known as that game with that everyone was afraid to buy because they'd all be afraid they'd go blind. Do you remember hearing that rumor? Like, oh, I know, kid, he got the virtual boy and he went blind. And I can't buy it now. My mom's scared.
Another thing, you know, like, we were listing games. None of these have VR elements. When the hell will VR actually
become a thing?
Yeah.
It's already starting to become a thing. We already got Fallout 3 for it, or Fallout 4 for it, and we've already got Skyrim for it, and... I mean, but the only thing is they don't really translate that well into VR.
Well, that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's great they're putting it on VR, but is it a good VR game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it? Yeah, like...
I would love another chapter of the Ark
series,
right?
Steam has a couple of really good ones that are on the market now.
I mean, Vacation Simulator's coming out.
Hell yeah.
But that seems it.
Yeah.
I would love another chapter in the Arkham series, because the Arkham series for VR was great.
And so, there are a lot of there's a lot of good stuff coming out this year, but like
this is the thing with anticipation and everything. Like, we know we're talking about how we don't really know what's coming out for Nintendo. Sometimes I don't like knowing for too long that a game's coming out and getting excited about it. I would rather them announce it and say, "Holy crap, this looks great! Oh, by the way, you can play it in 2 months."
Oh my God! What the hell?
Those are some of the best announcements.
Those
at
are the best. Those
at
are
E3. Those are some of the best when they say,
"In my opinion,
this
those
game
are the best
available to play now." And you're like, "Ah!"
Yeah, you lose your mind, and sometimes you build yourself up for disappointment.
But the AAA titles need build up though.
Do they though?
I think they do because you spend
Are you telling me so if we came into 2018 being like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, Last of Us 2 is coming out, and you can play it in 2 months.
You need build-up, though.
I don't think you need more.
For a fresh IP, I think you do.
For a fresh IP, you do. Yes, of course you do. Yeah.
I don't think you need 3 years of build-up, but I also don't think you need more than 2 months of build-up.
Yes.
No, I'm going to say, when Fallout 4, that summer, when Bethesda put up that little Fallout 4 thing, and then said it's coming in September, I lost my mind.
Yes.
Like, fresh, I was just like...
Fresh IP needs it.
Yeah,
fresh IP I agree with you. Fresh IP needs it, but... For a lot of gamers, they look for sequels to games that already exist.
Yeah.
And sometimes fresh IP doesn't need it. I mean, what's it called? I can't even remember the name of the game. It was so trash in 2017.
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky. There you go. That had too much hype. That had two years of hype. And all these interviews and all these promises and all this stuff. And then it comes out and it's absolutely shit.
Well, look at things like Beyond Good and Evil, too. Like, how long have we been waiting for a sequel for Beyond Good and Evil?
Yeah.
And we still don't know if that's coming out this year or not. It's like, well, are you going to tease it and then make us wait, like, another 3 years?
I also have that on my list.
I do as well. But we don't know when that's coming out. I'm sure Ubisoft will talk about it at E3 this year. They could talk about it and say it's not coming out until the end of 2019. Yeah. And that's like, well, why are we waiting another few years? Why didn't you just... tease it at that E3 and then have it come out.
There is a sweet spot in there.
There is a Goldilocks zone of...
There's a sweet spot.
Of release announcements. New IP, I'd give it a year.
Well, I think the problem is, too... That
so less than that.
One of the problems that we run into, too, is that when... Especially when it's a big AAA title that people are waiting for, and then you tease it for like a year or a year and a half or 2 years, and then there's delays.
People forget about it.
Yeah, or there's delays. And then people get like... frustrated, and we've long had a stance in the show that delay it until it's ready to go, it's fine. But that does create like a bit of like
it creates bad blood with the consumer base. And
you could have a Kingdom Hearts 3 situation.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3 for what is it? 8 years? Sounds like that. Yeah.
But did they announce Kingdom Hearts 3 years ago? Right? Did they actually?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the worst example right there. Like there's this. There's this fine line where, you know a game's coming out, but if it's so far out, what's the point of announcing it if it's just going to get delayed and then create bad blood with your consumer base and your sales are going
to
be down?
Well, yeah, the question is that are you announcing it that early because you're testing the waters to see if people actually want to play your game?
Yeah.
I got to really make it good. People seem to really like it.
But if that's the justification for it, then don't announce it because it's crap in the first place. You know? Like, if you actually have to question whether or not people are going to like this game, so let's test it. Then, I don't know, let's not waste the money and make it in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, you've got games like Cyberpunk 2077 that was, I think that was announced like, or hinted at least in like 2013.
Yeah.
And it may come out this year, it may come out next year.
From the Witcher studio, right?
Yeah, and it's like a Blade Runner-esque type thing, and I mean, that's, yes please.
Announce your games when you're good and ready to do it. like, not when it's in early development and you know it's going to get delayed, probably because it likely will, like, 90% chance that things going to get delayed if you announce it, like, 2 years before its release date or something.
The one thing I will say about Nintendo, though, is that, like, as they proved last year with everything about the Switch, is that, like, from the Nintendo Direct, you know, like, literally, the Snap was, like, the story because, like, there's, like, by the way, this is dropping right now. And so Nintendo has been good and kind of just, like, keeping things under wraps and suddenly saying, here you go.
Yeah. And you know, kudos to them for the most part, because you're not creating that artificial hype and then say, oh, by the way, guys, it's delayed. No, you know, all those promises we made about the game, yeah, we had to remove them all because
for Nintendo, technical constraints.
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
For Nintendo, for their core franchises, right? Like, I'm talking about the Marios, the Zeldas, Pokemon, Metro, the things that we know, right?
Yeah.
Like, they will do dedicated directs to kind of give people an idea of sort of what's happening with it. Like remember Breath of the Wild, how often they kept showing stuff and so like for their core franchises, I feel they constantly almost have to give constant updates.
Yeah, like, oh guys, it's coming still, don't worry.
I think though with Breath of the Wild too is that Nintendo knew they had to build hype that wasn't there, especially because like the previous system had really done anything and people were like, well, I haven't played anything on this system for like 3 years, but Breath of the Wild. And I mean, I think that's definitely part of the reason why the Switch did so well was because,
well, yeah, because they dropped it. They did the exact same thing that they did with the Wii, right?
Yeah.
The GameCube was not super successful, but the Wii was, and part of it, because like at launch, it dropped with Twilight Princess.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So they had to rebuild hype. I mean, who had, before that, realistically, who had even thought of Nintendo outside of, like, the gaming circle?
It's funny because the only time I ever thought of Nintendo was, I wonder when a really good Zelda game was going to come out.
Yeah.
And now that it's here, like, I want a Switch more than I want an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so I can play Breath of the Wild.
Well, that's the thing is that,
but
like
that's basically a $400 game for me now.
Yeah.
Right? So
I'm in the exact same place too, where all of the games that I'd like for the Switch are last year's games, and I don't.
But they are still very worthy. We're early in the year, remember?
It's true. But all of the franchises that I like, with the exception of like maybe one, they've already done stuff for. So are they going to put out a new Mario game? No, probably not. Is there going to be a new Zelda game? I kind of hope not.
Christina's going to buy a Switch just to play Fast Remix. Just.
Norman, please stop pushing this game.
Just to play Fast Remix.
You are the only person on planet Earth that wants that talks about this game.
This is his 2018 game.
No, Fast Remix is already out.
It was a launch game. And he...
It wasn't a launch game. It was launch window.
Whatever.
Get it right.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. My biggest thing with the Nintendo Switch is I'm every single game doesn't appeal to me on it. And
I mean, it's obviously a Nintendo product. And it's sold like gangbusters in Japan. So If you like Japanese design games, like me, you're not that kind of person, right? But like a lot of the Japanese game development community, they're going to where the units are.
It's a must buy. You have to get it.
Yeah,
right.
but like if you prefer kind of Western style, this might not be your thing.
And it kills me because I want to play Mario Odyssey bad, and I want to play
it was my game of the year.
Zelda Breath of the Wild. There isn't a game out there that I want to play more right now. Like right this very second, if I could go home and play Breath of the Wild, I would. But it's the fact that it's on this console that costs hundreds of dollars that I'm probably not going to get a lot of use out of other than to just play the crap out of Breath of the Wild.
You can still get value out of it because it's a handheld, right?
So that's true.
If you take the bus or you commute,
I do.
This is a
now.
This is a great this
yeah
is a great
I can bring
thing,
it on with me and everything right? I've never been that big of a handheld guy, especially on commuting, because sometimes I get motion sickness.
Okay.
And so if I stare at the screen for too long, then I start to get a headache and I start to get nauseated. And I'm like, because I had a Vita, right, for the longest time, and I was not even a Vita. I had a PSP.
PSP, okay.
I had a PSP, and I was like, oh, this is sweet PSP. Yeah, I got it for Christmas, and da da da. And I take the Viva bus from Newmarket to work downtown, so it was like an hour bus ride and then a half hour subway, and I was like, sweet PSP, this is going to be great. Like, my commute's going to rock. And then after, like, the first day, I was like, oh, no, because I'm playing it. And, like, 20 minutes in, I'm like, no, I can't do it. I put it in my bag, and, like, I basically used it to store music on for a while. Like, it was the biggest disappointment.
I'm with you. I can't do it on buses, but I can do it on subways.
Subways, I'd probably be able to because you don't really see a lot that passes you,
the motion
right?
isn't as
yeah, yeah.
Tricky,
so I probably would be able, but then my subway ride's like 20 minutes. So it's not that, you know. I mean, like, if I was going from, like, Scarborough Town Center to all the way over to the other end of the line, then maybe, but I don't know. So that's my portable handheld gripe, that I can't really deal with it.
Do you play games on your phone?
I can play games on my phone fine, yeah. Okay. I'm, like, bejeweled and friggin'
because there are like really good like phone games as well. Obviously.
Yeah, anybody, you know, Super Mario Run came out last year, and I didn't really hear anybody playing it beyond like the first week. Like, did people play that still?
But that's phone apps.
That's the nature of
phone app games. Have like a life save, like Angry Birds and
Candy
Crush
for life updates every day.
Besides that stuff, like, they have a lifespan of like a month. Tops.
It really depends on the kind of game, and like, because like all these games are constantly being updated. Obviously,
Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. I was into that for 2 months, and it's not even on my new phone.
I'm still playing.
I loved it when I was playing it, and then, you know, there was like a day where I didn't play it, and then there was like 3 days when I didn't play, and I played it again. There was like four, and then like the gap kept getting longer, and now just. It's one of those apps for me where it's like, now I don't play it anymore. Yeah. So it's hit and miss sometimes for phone apps, at least.
There's only three games I play constantly with any sort of like regularity on my phone. Sporacle, because they give updates every day.
Yeah.
Tetris, because Tetris is Tetris.
Right.
And Fight List, because I play people head-to-head.
I don't even know what that is.
Fight List is just like a game where you play and it gives you a category and just name all the things in like 30
seconds. I'm just obsessed with getting to as high level as possible on Candy Crush, so I'm still playing Candy Crush.
Oh my god, do you send people like invites and stuff like
no.
that?
No. F no. I hate those people. I haven't even connected. I refuse to connect it to my Facebook. None of that.
I was gonna say, because our friendship could be over now if you say you do.
No. I'm gonna send you an invite. If I get an invite from you. I'm gonna send you one just to you. I'm gonna send one just to you. I'm gonna text it to you, email it to you.
But the thing is, like, also when people get those invites on Facebook and they get all mad, I'm like, you can just ignore it. You don't have to like get all mad about it.
Yeah.
Just literally ignore it.
Yeah, nah, whatever. I'm on like level like over like level 300 now. Yeah. I'm determined to get to as high as possible.
I've never played Candy Crush. I can't go down that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Bejeweled?
No.
Okay, then you'll hate Candy Crush.
I've never played either.
Bejeweled was great.
My favorite phone game is Tumblr.
I thought you were going to say Tumblr.
Tumblr, like the
blog
app?
I thought you were going to say I thought you were going to say. See, and here's another one. Fallout Shelter.
Oh, yeah. I still have it on my phone. Never play it.
See? Great game. Couple months later, it's dead to
gone.
Me.
I still play Hearthstone.
And they come out with updates. They come up with seasonal updates. There's like a Halloween update. You can get pets now. Get dogs and cats. And
really?
Same as the, you can get cats now and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't play it.
Watch Dogs had a great one too, right? The app? The phone app?
Yeah, I like that, but it sucked batteries like crazy. Mm.
I still play Hearthstone.
Like, I still play Tapped Out.
Tapped Out's supposed to be good. So the Futurama one's supposed to be good too.
Futurama one I didn't like.
You guys should play Disney Magic Kingdoms. Made by Gameloft.
Is why, Steve?
I can't put my finger on it. You know, my finger.
Your wedding finger? Your ring finger, specifically? All right, now that we've all had our say and so much more, let's go to the fifth and final member of the Got Game crew. His name is Colin Robertson. Hello.
Wait, what?
What?
My name is Colin Robertson?
This isn't Star Wars?
This isn't Star Wars?
Huh?
Oh,
your
hello,
name
friend.
Is what? Your name is who? Your what? Name is
what? Chicken Colin Robertson.
How are you, friend?
I'm good. How are you, friend?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
Can you believe it's the end of the year already?
No, it's the start
it's the
of the
beginning
year.
Of the year.
It's the start of the year.
Well, I can't believe this last year ended because The Last of Us 2 didn't get released. And,
I know.
You know,
bom, bom, ba-da.
Much as your prediction was going to stand.
Yeah, I thought my prediction was going to stand. It didn't, though.
So,
not at all.
What is your most anticipated game for 2018, Colin?
I'm going to keep going with Last of Us 2.
Yay!
Well, to be fair, that is where me and Patrick landed. Yeah. But, I mean, there's no doubt, right? Like, Last of Us 2 this year.
Yeah, it has to be this year, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right? I'll cry if it isn't. Okay, so well, the debate that we were having then, but at least Patrick and Christine were having is in terms of picking most anticipated game for the year, Christine went Red Dead 2, Patrick went Last of Us 2, I went Last of Us 2. You're a fan of both. Is it Last of Us 2 over Red Dead 2 in terms of anticipation for you?
Okay, the only way that Red Dead could overtake the anticipation meter is if they're like, guess what? It's just like GTA Online. And then I would go bananas, probably. I'd be like, that is unreal.
Because it probably will be, though.
But think about how the scope of that would be. I mean, but like an online Western shooter, like...
Yeah.
Like, not. Like, that. I think that's the only way it's going to take over. I don't know if, like, Rockstar's thinking that way, because, I mean, Red Dead is built, I mean, is so... You know, it's so good for the story. I mean, not like knocking GTA at all,
right.
But Red Dead's story was a cut above, and I think it's something that's really appreciated across the board. But
I mean, it's still very GTA open world-ish, even with that storyline, and the fact that Rockstar
that other people.
But do you do the full storyline on online GTA though?
No, I'm not saying like that, but like an open world kind of, you make your own cowboy and you ride through the desert.
Oh, but I can totally see that happening though, only because Rockstar has seen the success of GTA 5. Like they're witnessing it right now, how popular GTA 5 online is.
And Red Dead
said anything about it though? Like, have they said anything about it? But like with GTA, that was kind of like built up as part of it was the multiplayer.
But Red Dead's multiplayer in the first game was pretty fun, so I can't imagine it not being in this game. And frankly,
but I mean, to the scope of GTA,
GTA 5.
That's true. But I mean, I think the impression was when you saw all those seven cowboys rambling down that hill, it was like, oh, we're gonna play some multiplayer.
And I would argue GTA 5's online mode is more popular now than it was at launch.
Yeah, well, because it's garbage at launch.
That's the thing. Yeah. It was garbage at
launch.
And they've had so much time to fine tune it. I think, or maybe hope, that Rockstar would be able to implement something like that day one for... Like, I don't see why they couldn't, unless it's two separate studios that never talk to each other ever. Right? Rockstar guys who do GTA 5, yeah, they're a bunch of assholes. We don't talk to them. So, you know, like, I mean, I could see it happening. I'm not saying it will. I'm hoping that it will, but I'm in your boat or your zombie boat, and with The Last of Us 2 is my biggest hype train of 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Train.
There's like two other games that are like close, and Red Dead is one of them. The other one is there's a game from the people who made The Witcher called, I think, Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's slated to come out this year too.
Was that on your list?
It was on my question mark list.
Yeah, because like we haven't heard much about that since the infamous break and enter scandal of somebody stealing all their data.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we haven't heard much from the team since then, and I really hope it's released this year because man, The Witcher 3 was so good.
The Witcher 3
was so good, and. And the way that kind of Witcher 3 was, I guess, with what's her name? The girl with the white hair. Oh, God, what's it called?
Oh,
what's her name?
Is
it Siri?
Siri?
No.
Siri.
Her name is Siri,
yeah.
Right?
It is Siri, right?
Yeah, Siri.
I was thinking about my phone. I was like, it can't be Siri. Siri? I was like, that's not right, but it is right.
Yeah. it's not right, but it's right.
I don't know how far, I mean, spoiler alert, but there's a part of the game when she talks about going to the future. And I really hope there's some kind of crossover where she's talking about machines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think there's going to be a part in that game where you run into her.
What? That would be amazing. I would lose my mind.
I'm going home and playing The Witcher 3 again.
Yeah, because when she mentioned that, I was like, wait, they're doing like a futuristic game like of the same vein. I was like, are they going to like combine these franchises somehow? And I was like, wow, that would just be like monumental.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be really interesting. I'm hoping to see
something like that.
I'd love to see that game release in 2018. And you know what? I'm okay with guessing about when it will be released and not knowing until they actually say, hey, guys, it's coming out in 2 months. Then lose my collective mind.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's how I felt about Last of Us 2. You can believe.
Yeah.
Just believe. Yep. Just keep believing.
Just keep on.
Stop.
Don't stop.
Yep. Believing.
Just keep looking at that calendar. Yeah. And the days.
Spider-Man not on your list, Colin?
Wrong.
Huh?
Not really, actually.
That's it. This phone call's over.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Here's the thing. Is like I love Spider-Man, but there has not been a good Spider-Man game.
Thank you.
100 years.
There's never been a good Spider-Man game.
That's not true. Shattered Dimensions was a pretty good game. It wasn't a great game, but it was a good game.
Hey, Moen, what year did that come out?
Atari?
2007, maybe?
So it's been 10 years.
Okay, hang on. Let me look it up.
Hey, Moen, when did the game come out?
It came out in 2010.
Okay, so it's been a while.
Out
2010, it's been 7 years. Okay, yeah. That's a long time for Spider-Man to have, like, you know, I'm sorry, but technically Spider-Man could have a more than decent game every 2 to 3 years, and it hasn't happened in a long time.
Well, in order for that to happen, it would have to have good movies that hype it up too.
Oh, that,
well, Batman.
That's
Homecoming was a great movie.
Homecoming movies. Just came out.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, Homecoming just came out. Yeah.
Shattered Dimensions has a 7.5 on Metacritic. It's not bad. Not a great game, but it's a good game.
So that's the thing, though, right? There's been no good Spider-Man hype since that game was released.
But he was
in order to have the game come out every 2 to 3 years being really good. You need the hype.
Spider-Man was in Civil War, which was pretty great, and then Spider-Man was in Homecoming.
But that's all like in the past like 2 years.
Sure, I'm just saying.
So now here's our first good game.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Fingers hopefully.
Crossed. I got high hopes. I got really high hopes for this one.
I got high. Okay, we got some.
And World of Warcraft Classic, of course, is on the
list. Oh, right. Rest in peace, Colin. Hey, how does Jennifer feel about this?
Have you told her that
World of Warcraft is coming out for Classic?
I have.
And what'd she say?
If we can survive through that, then
survive through this, it's going to be a rock-solid marriage. Yeah.
If you can survive this,
Did she roll her eyes and groan when you said, oh, my God, World of Warcraft
actually,
is coming
her reaction
back.
Was she looked at me, she shook her head, and then left the room.
That is exactly how I expect her to react to that. Okay, that is amazing.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Of the three married people on the show, Steve, your wife is you're in the little in the darkness, but your wife is actually a gamer and works in game development.
Yes.
So she's on the same plane as you when it comes to gaming and gaming enthusiasm.
No, I'm more enthusiastic about video games.
Well, she's into it. She works in, she, it's like her, does she kind of treat it as like, oh, it's my job kind of thing?
Yeah, I definitely play way more games than she does.
Like, she comes home and she doesn't want to touch a video game because she's been making them.
But she gets it.
It's similar to me in sports.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like work. You watch a sports game, it feels like you're watching work.
Gets it. A new game comes out, you're super hyped for it, you want to play it. She gets it.
Yes.
Right? She's in it. She's in the industry.
So when you're like, oh my God, Dragon Ball Z is coming out in January, you're not going to see me for 2 months. She's like, I totally get that. It's okay.
Well, no, she'll see me, but like basically I told her, like, I need the TV because I need to train at all times. I need to be in that hyperbolic time chamber.
Right. But she gets it.
Yeah.
Right. So Jen probably won't.
Same thing with Keisha. Jen and Keisha both.
Oh, Keisha would
not.
If I can't get World of Warcraft because I can't commit to an entire day of raids.
But Battle of Azeroth,
expansion. Not the expansion. I want the classic. I do not want to touch any of the expansions because
looks pretty cool, bro.
No, it does. But the only thing is, so much has happened. This was my gripe because I talked about it with Colin because Colin tried to get me into World of Warcraft, I don't know, like 3 years ago, I guess, 2 or 3 years ago.
After Cataclysm, right?
Because they had the whole, give this to your buddy and he can have like a month subscription, right? And so I'd logged in, created an orc, I think, and Colin's like, oh yeah, come meet me in Azeroth. I was like, okay, cool. So we're walking around. I'm like, oh, why is this like shipwrecked. And why is this castle on fire? And Colin's like, oh, well, this happened and this happened. I'm completely lost. Okay. Because all of this background has happened over the past 10, 12 years or however long it's been.
Yeah.
And I haven't been a part of it. And yeah. So...
Well, Classic starts off right after Frozen Throne.
Exactly.
Which is, like, amazing. The fact that they haven't made another Warcraft RTS is also amazing, to be honest. I can't believe that hasn't happened.
Yeah,
so much has happened that I felt lost and overwhelmed.
So you never played WoW before when it
never
when it first
played
came
WoW
out.
Before. Okay. I never played WoW in high school. I'm not being sarcastic. I was legitimately afraid to play it. I was afraid to play because I've heard
EverQuest.
No, I didn't like EverQuest.
Oh, because like. WoW was super dangerous for me because I love MMOs.
Yeah.
So I played like Dark Age of Camelot when it first came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I played EverQuest. Yeah. And then I played WoW
and
my
life
was finished.
See, and I was legitimately afraid that I would get addicted to World of Warcraft. Yeah. That is not a word of a lie. That is why I didn't buy World of Warcraft, because I was afraid to get addicted to it.
Okay. And yeah.
But I really want to play.
It was a great MMO.
Yeah. So Classic came out. The announcement for Classic came out. First thing I did was text Colin. He's losing his mind about it. I want to play it, but I know I can't commit my time to it. And so I can't get it.
Okay, so we're kind of running out of time here. So I just want to quickly ask you guys one of the most important gaming questions of the year. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is this the year we finally get an A+, two thumbs up, movie-based video game-based movie with Tomb Raider coming out in March? You're putting thumbs down, Steve?
Two thumbs down.
Oh, no way. I think we're getting a good one. I think we're finally getting a good one with Tomb Raider.
Absolutely not.
Is Tomb Raider
impossible.
Going to be based on the movie?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, not game-based on the movie. Movie based on the game.
Oh, movie based on a game. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
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 Nope.
Movie based on a game. Yep.
Nope.
You guys both think it's going to be good?
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I like the previous Tomb Raiders.
I did too, but I think this one's going to be really good, though.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
I have faith that this one's going to be really good.
Yeah, movie based on a game.
I think it'll be medium good.
Listen.
Like a steak. I think it'll be fine.
It's going to be a little bit of pink.
It won't be a disaster.
Movies based off video games peaked with the Mortal Kombat movie, okay? I mean.
What about you, Colin? What do you think?
No.
What?
I think
Warcraft broke your heart.
Yeah, Warcraft forever jaded me because Blizzard had full control over that, and Blizzard can't make
a movie. It was so funny, though. That movie was hysterical.
Oh my God.
For the wrong reasons, though.
The movie was absolutely horrible.
Okay, so first of all, with Tomb Raider, Alicia Vikander as Lara Croft, I love. I think that's an amazing casting.
Yep.
I think she's going to be great. And the director's name is Roar. I mean, come on.
That's just bad. That doesn't sound good. That sounds
what did
I'm
going to
change my name.
What did Roar do? I don't even know.
I'm changing it to no.
Roar Utog is his name.
I think it has potential.
It's him.
I think it has potential.
It's me.
He directed nothing that I can recognize.
Ooh. Oh, man.
This is good. This is going great right now. Swimmingly.
It's okay. It's okay. We just give him a shot.
He was keeping my hopes up.
Moment is enthusiastic about something.
No, I was to say he directed Ragnarok, but it wasn't Thor Ragnarok.
At this point, we just need Disney to buy Nintendo, and then we get the Super Mario Brothers movie that we deserve.
The Bob Hoskins John Leguizamo movie wasn't enough for you?
The sequel.
Oh, man.
We don't touch Mario.
Oh, I want the sequel, yeah.
Wait, with the Ninja Turtle Koopas?
Mm-hmm.
I think the first video game movie that's going to be good will be that Mario movie that's supposed to be coming out in the next few years.
It's from the people who did Minions? Minions?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, Minions are popular.
Oh, we finally made Steve mad.
Steve got mad.
Wow,
he yelled like a Patrick.
Welcome to 2018,
DreamWorks,
everybody.
I mean, DreamWorks is pretty, it's a reputable company.
Yes.
I think any video game movie. I actually
real
think
talk. Those Minions movies suck.
CGI.
Whoa, the first Minion movie was kind of funny.
Despicable Me is good though.
The first Minions movie was kind of
funny.
No,
get out of here. Despicable Me is pretty good.
It sucks.
Yeah, there's more than one everything.
No, there's one Minions movie, but there's three Despicable Me movies.
There's another Minions movie coming out, isn't there?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
God,
I'm sure there is. All right, well, that was one hell of a start to 2018.
Yes, it was.
Thanks,
Colin.
Happy gaming, everyone.
Yeah.
Death Stranding.
Colin, before.
Oh, yes, Death Stranding. Holy crap.
There you go.
Oh, Death Stranding.
Okay, I can't get.
That's not coming out this year, though.
It doesn't come out this year.
That's not coming out this year.
No, it doesn't come out this year. Death Stranding. What? Like, sure.
No, it's going to be released during the 2018 Death Stranding Awards. And it will win the Death Stranding Award for Death Stranding Award Game of the Year.
I'm not excited about Death Stranding until I actually see gameplay.
But.
See? Yeah, like, I don't. It's why new IPs need the hype train, man.
What, I literally know nothing about this game. Why am I hyped about it?
Because Kojima and art.
I still don't know. Yeah, exactly. Like
because Norman Reedus is having a baby. That's why you're hyped about it.
Out of his esophagus, apparently.
Norman Reedus is pregnant, and I'm excited.
Yep.
And Mads Mikkelsen is like going through a goth phase. It looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kojima.
All right, Colin, you're the only one who kept up your resolution by playing Mass Effect. Do you have one for this year?
What game should I play this year? That's a good idea.
I'm going to take Colin's resolution and say I'm going to play Mass Effect. Do you have it for PlayStation?
I have a PS3, yeah.
Can I borrow them?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, friend.
No problem.
I'm gonna keep my 2017 resolution and say I'm gonna try to play Red Dead before Red Dead 2 comes out.
Christine,
wild moment.
Are
that's
you actually gonna commit
that's
to
a
actually
cop out.
Do the 2017 one? I think you should trash it because I don't think you're gonna play it.
Well, once I get my PS4,
I still don't think you're gonna play it.
Play what? Uncharted?
Uncharted.
All of them.
Yeah, you're not
skip
gonna,
one. It's trash.
Doesn't know what he's talking.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Can you believe this, Colin? Steve is calling Uncharted 1 trash.
What?
Oh my god.
Vindication!
Mama's about to hang up on you.
Oh, worst.
It's not as good as 2 or 3, but
obviously.
It's good.
The order of Uncharted games goes 2, 4, 1, 3.
Well, that's messed up.
I was going to say, that's also
whoa,
Moment's
whoa,
pin.
Whoa.
Is that chronological?
3 is way better than 1. 1
no.
is garbage.
No, 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 no.
Absolute garbage.
3 is good too, but it's the worst of the 4. But that's we're reviewing
did,
games.
Did,
two years
you,
ago.
Did you play like the Lost?
No, Golden Abyss.
Yeah,
I did not.
No. Okay. The one that the one that came out.
No,
earlier.
I haven't played it yet.
In 2017 with just Nadine and
Lost Legacy.
Yeah,
Lost Legacy. That is it.
Yeah, no, I haven't played it yet. All right. Well,
okay, I know what game I'm playing. I've decided.
What is it?
It's probably going to be Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls.
Okay. Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
Did you play Dark Souls?
I did play Dark Souls.
Yes.
I played Dark Souls and I haven't beaten Dark Souls, but I've beaten Dark
Souls. Well, beat Dark Souls. Dark Souls is like the best.
But I haven't played Demon's Souls at all, and I think I should actually play that. And Nino Kuni as well. I need to probably do that.
Yeah, because Nino Kuni 2 is coming out this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's your resolutions.
There's your resolutions.
Yeah. There we go. There's my 2.
All right.
There you go.
Well,
like there is 2.
And he's going to do them both.
You can't get one.
You can't get done one from last year done.
That's show 1 of 52 in the books, folks. We have 51 more to go this year if I could talk properly. So stick with us for the rest of the year. Always follow us on Twitter at @GotGame590. Remember, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, Sportsnet.ca. That's where you can find us. Lung_S, Christine Chubb, Luciani 680 News, Colin 680 News. Is that what you are?
I believe so.
And I'm Omen 680 News on the Twitter. Look us up. We'll have a lot more shows to come. But for now, for Patrick Luciani, Christine Chubb, Steve Long, Colin Robertson, my name is Omen Qureshi. This has been Got Game. You will hear from us next week and all year. Goodbye.
Do you guys all work for 680 News?